Now talk to the Hall of Famer Willie McCovey about your thoughts about Jackie Robinson and maybe when you first heard of him.
Well, I heard of Jackie when I was a kid growing up in Mobile, Alabama. And Jackie made us interested in baseball. I mean, I liked playing baseball, but we never thought we could get to the major leagues until Jackie Robinson broke the color line. And then we realized that, heck, there's a chance of making the major leagues. So then I got more interested in playing and practicing.
Willie, Jackie was the kind of man, he brought a game to the National League that he had played in the Negro League, so to speak. The fast game and the way he played, it sort of revolutionized the National League when he came up.
Well, that's right, he did. You know, Jackie was a very intelligent guy. I think he went to UCLA. He ran track and field, played football and baseball, like you said, in the old Negro League. I was hoping one day I could play in that league, but, you know, by the time I got good enough to play, you know, the Giants signed me to play in the minor league.
Boy, it brings tears to my eyes just to hear Willie McCovey's voice. Boy, love it. Raph, thank you for getting that.
I really was going to say the same thing, Marty. I miss that big guy. Boy, that voice just...
It brings tears to my eyes just to hear his voice.
Yeah,
really.
I'm right there with you.
Wow. Time now to name this week's Difference Maker of the Week, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Experience the Benjamin Moore retail difference at our independently owned and authorized retailers today or at BenjaminMoore.com. It was the 7-6 game, four runs off Gausman in the first inning. We couldn't believe it, but the Giants came roaring back. It was a two-run homer by Yaz, and for me, it was the difference in the game to put the Giants back in it.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing, there's a shot deep into right field, way back there, still going. Adios, Pelota! A screamer that hit the green rooftop above the Levi's Landing just to the right of the 365 marker and skipped up into the arcade. Second home run of the year for Yaz, and that is the third home run hit in this first inning.
But I love it. And, of course, Longoria hits the home run, and the Giants win that game 7-6. So we'll have more on the home run of the week tomorrow, believe me. Kerry Crowley joins us. Kerry, how are you this morning?
Marty, I'm doing well. It's so funny when you play back that Willie McCovey sound. I was actually getting ready to move this week. I'm changing apartments, and I had the newspaper from the day that I covered Willie McCovey's funeral framed, and it was underneath my bed, and I pulled it out this week, and so I looked at it and went back to that that funeral that really was such a beautiful gathering and a tribute at Oracle Park to McCovey and, you know, the most beloved Giant. And so hearing his voice, it flashes me back to my first days covering the Giants at the ballpark and following Willie McCovey as he left the park. He would always exit the same way that the writers would. And so it was so fun to see fans' reactions to walking through the tunnel and then seeing Willie Mack after the game. That was always a joy for me on the beat.
I love hearing his voice. It brings me to tears just to hear him. Well, the Marlins, boy, the Marlins give the Giants trouble, Kerry. They really do, and today it's a tough matchup, and the lineup is out. Let's hear your thoughts on it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see Steven Duggar today. I'm not sure that his stay in the big leagues will last until tomorrow as the Giants have to activate Alex Wood, but Duggar starting, batting eighth, playing center field. I think that they want to get a look at him there, as Johnny Doskow mentioned in that Sacramento River Cats minute that was really nice. I love that little segment that Johnny's doing now, that Duggar barreled up seven of his last eight balls in Sacramento. So I'm eager to see, because he's someone who came up through the organization when Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian were in charge, and he was billed as the center fielder of the future, and things just haven't quite clicked for him. He hasn't stayed healthy, hasn't figured out a way to make consistent contact, but maybe he has turned a corner, and if they can get him hot at the right time, he could be an asset to this team and this organization. So I am curious to see how he fares against a Marlins team that, you're right, the Marlins have given the Giants trouble through the years, and it's sometimes hard to explain, Bill.
You know, one of the things Marty and I talked about earlier, Kerry, was Alcantara and how high velocity he's going to bring. And that's going to be the first thing I'm going to notice on some of these guys' swings, is they put a good left-handed lineup up against them. And we're going to see if they're going to pull the ball, or you're going to see more balls go out to left field from the left side. 98, 99, he's going to bring it, you know, probably 8 out of 10 pitches, and then he's going to throw a little off-speed in there. So it's going to see how many people make those adjustments. And Duggar's down in the eighth hole right now. We're going to see how good he is and see how much he's improved since spring training.
Yeah, it is interesting. Alcantara is one of those pitchers that you watch, Bill, where when he throws 98, 99, and he's painting it on the corners, then he mixes in the slider that can be great, and then he's got the changeup as well that really is his best secondary offering. You're wondering how he ever gives up a run. I mean, when you watch him pitch and when he's locked in, he can be as good as anyone, and so a tough, tough challenge for the Giants today, Marty.
Well, it is, and I'm going to predict Duggar's going to bunt. He's going to lay.
Exciting.
Yep, he's going to lay one down. That's what he's going to have to do. This guy's 2 for 26 against left-handed hitters, so he is tough. But Kerry, there's good news for you. The Giants are hitting .203 as a team, but Baseball Savant says they have an expected batting average of .247.
That's great. That's great news,
Additionally,
Marty.
Additionally, the Giants' chase percentage as a team is 24.4%. The seventh lowest in the majors. Their barrel percentage is 10.2%, the fourth best in baseball. And Fangraphs has their BABIP at .240, the third lowest in baseball. So,
this
with
is
all
a
that
treat.
Said,
I cannot
not,
believe I'm hearing this.
They're not hitting .203. They're hitting .303.
Marty Lurie, we've created a monster.
You have. Terry, you have. You have, Terry.
Who taught you how to look up these analytics, Marty? Who pulled back the curtain on this?
They're in the notes today, and Grant Brisby wrote a big article about it. Grant wrote a great article about
it. He really did. He did cover it well.
I mean, but it is true. So there is hope on the horizon. And look, it's only you count down the games. I love the way you do it. They've only played 13 games. If the playoffs started today, they're in.
If the playoffs started on April 17th, Marty, that's a great measure. You know, the last year, the Colorado Rockies opened up the season 11-3 in the 60-game season, and everyone thought that they were going to be racing toward a playoff berth. Well, no one thought that. Mm-hmm. And then they came back to earth, and ever since then, they've been miserable. But you're right, it's such a long season. That's why I do put that note at the top of my lineup every day on Twitter, 149 games to go, to remind everyone that the lineup that you see today is not the lineup that you will see in August and September if this team is in the playoff race. And things have so much ability to change over the course of a season. Bill, you know that better than anyone. The team that we see on April 17th is not the team we'll see on May 17th, even June 17th.
Well, Kerry, when I look at these batting averages, they're pretty much all under 200, and that's not what we've all forecast for this season coming out of spring training. One of the stats Marty didn't throw was only 42 runs the Giants have scored. That's the fourth least in Major League Baseball against Alcantara today. They're going to have to scrap a couple runs here, and Sanchez has to be on his top of his game, Marty.
Well, they're not the Cubs. Come on, the Cubs are, and they're killing the Braves today, 8-0. Cubs 2.62 runs per game. Runners in scoring position, 0.84.
Oof. Wow.
Hitting with two outs, 0.95. It's the lowest total since 1945. Mm. And in 13 games, they haven't scored 42 runs. They've got 65 hits. So it's early, but the Giants pitching, Kerry, I'll tell you that, has really been very heartening. And today it's Sanchez. And look, the Marlins are loaded with right-handed hitters. We know it. They got caught yesterday with Peralta. He threw that fastball, and Marte killed it. But Sanchez has got to take him deep in the game today because you don't want too much of that left-handed relief in the game.
Well, and that's the whole problem that I have right now, Marty, with the Giants' bullpen composition. I've asked about it several times. You know, they brought up Camilo Duvall to get the extra right-hander in the bullpen with Logan Webb headed back to the starting rotation. But you've got Whistler, Rogers, and Duvall from the right side in your eight-man bullpen. You've got five lefties. And the Giants say that Jake McGee really functions as a righty because he's tougher on right-handed hitters than he is on lefties, but he's your closer. You're not going to use him in a sixth inning situation if Aaron Sanchez gets into trouble. You're not going to use him in the eighth inning if Matt Whistler gets into trouble. And so I just wonder if this bullpen composition is sustainable. And I know that the Giants have a lot of confidence in guys like Caleb Berger and Wandy Peralta, but we saw on Friday night the damage that can be done when you don't have the favorable platoon matchup in the late innings. Wandy Peralta had been great so far for the Giants, but Starling Marte hit a ball to the moon, Bill.
You're absolutely right. And I look at this bullpen, and, you know, you said it perfectly, more lefties than righties. And here's a team, the Marlins, have more right-handers on their bench coming into the lineups. And this is what Marty and I talked about earlier when Whistler went out for the second inning. We're both puzzled why another right-hander didn't come after him. But at the same time, you learn from your mistakes. Peralta definitely did. Dickerson hit a nice ball to left field off of him. But I tell you what, you can't make mistakes to Marte. He's too good of an experienced hitter, and he took him out of the yard. That ball was not that short. That ball was hit deep in that ballpark. So, Marty, things got to change in that bullpen. Some different aspects of who's going to come in as we talk about those bridge guys in the middle of the game.
Well, you can't make a mistake upstairs on a fastball. Now, Peralta's got to throw more breaking stuff to guys like Marte. You just can't throw a fastball at the top of the zone and not get it out of the strike zone because the guy will crush it. And if you make a mistake down low, they have that uppercut swing and they can knock that out too. So it's a tough, tough road to go. But, Kerry, my thought, two things. One, excuse me. One, I think they're platooning too early in the game for Belt to come out, for Flores to come in, for Dickerson to come out, for Ruff to come in, or vice versa. And I think you need a couple of at-bats. And the other thing is, if you brought Doval up, you got to use him. Yeah. You got to use him. You can't. He's not there for just to say, hey, let's go to Joe Stonecrab tonight and I'll show you what Stonecrabs are all about. I mean, you got to put the guy in, and I think we're going to have to see him today because who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Well, I did hear your conversation with Bruce Jenkins earlier, and you brought up the point about the Giants making these mid-inning line changes and, you know, the fifth or the sixth inning when the opposing team brings its starting pitcher out, say they've got a lefty on the mound and they go to the righty, then the Giants counter with their lefties off the bench. And believe me, Marty, I know where you stand on this. I stand on the exact opposite side of the fence. I think that it's the smart move to seek these matchups in the late innings. And if they really are advanced in the tunnel and if they are, you know, able to simulate breaking balls, if they are able to get these hitters ready in the tunnel during games, then I see no reason why you can't come in and do this. Yeah, I think that technology has reached the point where hitters can be prepared for these mid-inning line changes. I think that coaching has advanced to the point where these hitters are ready to go. And so they've spent the first three, four innings getting ready for a specific matchup against a specific reliever. And I really do like the idea.
Yeah, do it in the fifth inning. It's one thing. The eighth inning is another thing. And that's
Pablo Sandoval's doing it well this year.
Yeah, he's doing it in the seventh inning or eight. You know, they pinch ran him the other day. His three pinch hit home runs. So yeah, let's see. I mean, last year the pinch hitting was great. This year it's a little bit more of a challenge. But Bill, you have something on our steals. Why don't you do that now? Then we'll take a break and Kerry can bring in his guest.
Perfect. It's time to update the Giants Prevented Steals of the Week, sponsored by Bay Alarm. For every stolen base prevented by the Giants, Bay Alarm will donate $200 to the Giants Community Fund. So far this year, six players have tried to steal on Giants catchers. Three have been caught, meaning Bay Alarm is donating $600 to the Giants Community Fund. Just like the Giants keep an eye on base runners, Bay Alarm will keep an eye on your business with a video surveillance system and professional monitored video verification. It's one more way Bay Alarm looks out for your business like nobody's business. Now, more than ever, select Bay Alarm. Back to you, Kerry.
Yeah, Bill, I've got Maria Gordado coming up next. So she's going to join me from MLB.com. And, really looking forward to that conversation. Marty?
Billy, Kerry, you can take us out and come back with Maria, and then we've got more coming up on our Giants pregame. So go ahead, you could take
us out.
Perfect,
yeah. Talking baseball with Marty, Bill, and myself, Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KNBR, 104.5, 680, the sports leader.